nothing has happened that improved the lives of the ordinary citizens. In fact, we are declining in abject poverty day by day. There is a hunger to the extent that families really live on 1 meal a day. The majority of families live on 1 meal a day in this country. And yet, government is spending on matters that are of no significance, matters that are really do not impact positively on the lives of the ordinary people. You will probably know that Tuesday is also a public holiday in the Gambia. And can you imagine a whole week people go to work just for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday of next week? Those will be only the working day in the country. The negative impact that will have on the economy is one that this government doesn't care about. So every Gambian should really think of what was the vision of the Fathers of Independence, and we rededicate ourselves to that vision.
So you are saying that on this Independence Day, there's nothing for Gambians to celebrate?
There is nothing for Gambians to celebrate. But then there is something for Gambians to do, that is to rededicate ourselves to the service of this country, and also take the decision that next time in 2016, we will get rid of this wasteful government, this wasteful administration that is in the country. We'll get rid of it.
We must say, Mr. Dabo, that there is some semblance of multi-party democracy in Gambia on this Independence Day. Can we say that?
Multi-party democracy is not evidenced by the number of the political parties, but by the freedom of the political parties to engage in their political activities, their access to the national media, and the lack of intimidation. These are the things that one would look for in a country where there is multi-party democracy. But the mere fact that you have 10, 20 political parties in existence in itself is no indication of multi-party democracy.
I know that in January of this year, Amnesty International sent a letter to President Yahya Jammeh complaining of intimidation of journalists. How are things now in terms of the freedom of journalists, or freedom of ordinary Gambians to say what they want to say?
Gambians certainly do not have access to the medium to which they can express their views. You would probably know that two independent newspapers have been closed down, and independent radio station has also been closed down. There is only one newspaper, the Daily Observer, that is an appendage of the APRC, of the ruling party. But then, you know, the multiplicity of papers that we used to have, and the opportunity of expressing views, you know, through the foreign media is no longer in existence.